Fred Becky the Mountaineer has been called a vagabond, a recluse, a schemer, a cantankerous mountain man. Defined by defiance, he ascended peaks termed unclimbable by other mountaineers. In 7 decades, Becky has claimed more first-time ascents than any person alive. As other mountaineers began to focus on repeating ascents for speed, Becky roamed Europe, China, and the North American backcountry in search of unconquered peaks. In the summer of 1954 alone, he scaled Mount McKinley, Hunter and Deborah in the Alaska Range, an accomplishment that became known as his Triple Crown of First Ascents. By 1963, when he logged 26 first ascents in a single year, his legend was secure. Born in 1923 to a father who practiced medicine and a mother who performed Arias, his family immigrated from Germany to Seattle. As a young man, Becky earned a master's degree in business administration and entered the printing industry. But the teenage Fred rejected the life of a city intellectual for the pursuit of wild things. Learning to climb in the Boy Scouts, he joined the first ascent of Mount Despair in 1939. From his first climbing expeditions, Becky cast himself as a renegade. Many of the climbers of Becky's era grew wary of his gruff manner and his stubbornness. He was labeled a showman and a womanizer. Now 85, Becky has never stopped climbing. This fall, despite the crumbling economy and the weak dollar, Becky announced his plans to climb in Spain. "One of my reasons to do it is I hate Christmas shopping," Becky said.